Of all of the elemental foods, eggs are something I think we can talk about forever. We eat them for any meal of the day. We eat them sweet. We eat them savory. For a lot of people, they're the first thing you learn to cook, and even for world-class chefs, mastering something as simple as a plain omelet can be a total obsession. And that brings me to Rachel Kong. She's written a book aptly titled All About Eggs. It's a serious plunge into their incredible edibleness. It's got egg recipes across different cultures, egg recipes that exist in only one place, eggs from different birds. It's an ovarian obsession, and our contributor, the New York Times columnist Melissa Clark, sat down with Rachel to talk about it.
Rachel, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me, Melissa.
So in the introduction, you write that this is a book about eggs, but that it's also a book about humankind and our connection to one another. What do you mean by that?
So that's just one of a few very hyperbolic claims that I make in the book. But this book is all about eggs, but it's also all about the ways that humans are eating and preparing eggs. We eat eggs all around the world. Pretty much anywhere there are birds, people eat eggs, which is essentially everywhere. So eggs are this common vocabulary that we have. You know, if you're in a foreign country and you don't know the language, the odds are high that people there are eating eggs and you can order an egg there. So it's really about showing us how similar we are despite so many cultural differences.
I love that so many techniques are used cross-culturally. You write about shakshuka.
Yeah, shakshuka is a dish in North Africa and the Middle East, and it's eggs poached in tomato sauce. It's just so delicious with, like a hunk of crusty bread. But of course, because it's so delicious, lots of other cultures do that kind of thing as well. Eggs in purgatory in Italy, which is also eggs in a spicy tomato sauce. There's a dish in Mexico that is the same sort of deal, but with native green peppers there. So other dishes are things like eggs hard-boiled and steeped in tea in Taiwan and in China. They will crack the eggs so that there's a beautiful marbling that happens all around the egg. And it's just a street snack, essentially. You can even find it at the 7-Elevens there in Taiwan. And that's similar to a type of egg they make in Iran, which is something they make overnight so that they don't have to cook during the Sabbath. And they steep the eggs there in onion skins, which also cause the eggs to be brown on the outside and have this beautiful patterning on the inside.
Now, we always think of chicken eggs. Maybe some of us can get duck eggs. But there are lots of different types of birds whose eggs we eat. Can you talk about some of the other eggs?
Quail eggs are actually used in a lot of Chinese medicine. They're pretty cute. We have a recipe for deep-fried quail eggs called kwek kwek, which are a street food in the Philippines. And duck eggs are very rich. They have a dark orange yolk, and they're great for things like cakes that need a rich, yolky yolk. But I was really excited to learn about some cool bird eggs that I had never heard about before. One of them is from a bird called the tinamou, and the tinamou is essentially a South American bird that is very plain looking and brown, but it lays these beautiful eggs that look like they've been dipped in paint. They're really iridescent. Sometimes they're purple or turquoise. They just look like fake plastic eggs, but they are these beautiful duck egg size eggs that some farmers down in Chile are trying to popularize. They have a little bit more iron than the regular chicken egg, and so their whites are a little bit pink.
Mm.
And no one's really sure why the eggs are so beautiful, but one theory is that they attract male incubators to the nests to come sit on these shiny, beautiful eggs. So that was a really exciting egg to learn about. Another egg that I found people eat near the Arctic Circle, like in Iceland, is the egg of a bird called the guillemot. And they are these seabirds, and their eggs are these conical, speckled turquoise eggs that are really seasonal. You can only get them really in the springtime in Iceland, and people will rappel down cliffs to harvest them from the edge of these cliffs.
Wow.
And, Yeah, they're really amazing looking. You should just Google image search them. And like, they're just a bright turquoise. They have these beautiful speckled patterns on them. And the patterns are actually useful as well. So the guillemots lay their eggs in these large communal nests on the edge of the cliff. And all of the birds lay their eggs in the same place, but these speckled patterns help the birds find the eggs that belong to them.
Oh, wow. So it's like a little marker, so you know which one is your little baby chick.
Yeah, it's like being at a party and writing your name on a cup, you know?
Rachel, thank you so much for talking with me.
Thank you so much for having me.
Rachel Kong is the author of All About Eggs. Melissa Clark's latest book is Dinner, Changing the Game. And if you go to splendidtable.org, you can find Rachel's recipe for a classic heartstopper of a bar snack. They're called Scotch eggs, and these are boiled eggs, wrapped in sausage, breaded, and then fried. Or if you're in a more wholesome mood, you can also go to our website to check out this week's video. It's with Leanne Brown, the mind behind the cookbook she gives away, called Good and Cheap. Eat well on $4 a day.